Light in the darkness.
As the darkest days of the year approach, Radio 3 celebrates light in music and poetry across a fortnight.
We'll be tracing the dawn each morning on Breakfast.
And lighting the candles and wrapping up warm on Night Tracks.
From radiant choral works to shimmering orchestral textures, from dawn until nightfall, we'll have music to warm your soul and hold back the dark.
Illuminating winter, light in the darkness, on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds, every day this week.
This is BBC Radio 3. It's 4 o'clock, and here's Music Planet with Catherine Tickell.
Yes, and we've got lots of great music coming up in today's programme, including a session with singer-songwriter Sam Amidon. But I'm going to start off with a track from Laura Cannell and Kate Ellis's new EP, Winter Rituals. And I was talking to Laura about the background to this recording, and apparently her fiddle part was recorded years ago and she'd forgotten all about it until she found a folder on her computer entitled Laura, Christmas Fiddle. And when she opened it, she was plunged into all of these memories of wassailing around the fruit trees at her parents' place in deepest, darkest Norfolk. Everybody layered up in coats and blankets, Laura battling the chill in her fingers to play this while the apple trees were being doused in cider. Wassailing, the traditional tune from Laura Cannell and Kate Ellis's new EP, Winter Rituals. And as I was saying, that fiddle part was from an old recording that Laura found on a computer of herself playing in her parents' garden in Norfolk, and then sent it off to Kate Ellis, the cello player, and asked her to do whatever she felt like. And that's what you just heard. I'm Catherine Tickell, and we've got lots of stuff coming up in this week's programme. Sam Amidon will be joining us in just a few minutes. But for now, let's move from the darkness of that Norfolk night to a yoke about the importance of fire and nature in Sami culture. The band, the song and the album it comes from are all called Asu, which means embers.
Thank you.
Finnish-Norwegian collaboration there from singer Ulla Pirttijärvi and her band Asu, which means embers. And you might have noticed that Radio 3's been celebrating light in music and culture in these darkest days of winter with our Light in the Darkness theme. And I found a great Bulgarian song honouring the light of the moon that I'll be playing for you later on, along with some Music Planet picks of the year. But right now we've got singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist Sam Amidon joining us now, kind of virtually, remotely. I can see him on my screen. We're doing a little Zoom meeting here. And he's about to embark on a bespoke home recording session, especially for us here on Music Planet. Hi, Sam.
Hello.
What are you going to start off with?
This is a pretty classic old bluegrass song, and it's, old-time folk song. And this is my own little arrangement of it on the banjo. Yonder stands little Maggie with a dram glass in her hand. She's drinking away her troubles. She's courting some other man. How can I ever stand it? For to see them pretty blue eyes sparkling at another at the stars in the moonlit sky, like the stars in the moonlit sky. Last time I saw little Maggie, she was sitting on the banks of the sea with a 44 around her and a banjo on her knee. I'm going away, little Maggie. Suitcase in my hand. Will you go with me, little Maggie? I'm bound for some foreign distant land. I'm bound for some foreign distant land.
Sam Amidon performing Maggie for us in this special home recording session. Sam, I can see you on my screen sitting there with the banjo. Are you in London at the moment? It doesn't look very much like London.
I am in London. This is our little music studio here in North London.
I can see light coming through the window and greenery outside.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's lovely.
It's a beautiful thing.
Now, that track, it's the opening track on your new album, but on the album you've created a very different sound world around it. In fact, throughout the whole album, that's one of the characteristics. Was the album recorded in lockdown or before?
It was mostly recorded before. We were recording over in West Hampstead at a wonderful studio, Hoxha. I've gathered some wonderful musicians around me over the last few years. Shazada Smiley, Chris Fadalaro, a drummer, a few other people. And it was just a real chance to just let them go and go wild and see what happened. And so that track in particular, if you go hear the album version, as you were saying, it starts with this electric guitar textures from Barrett Cools, and everybody comes in, and really everybody on that track is just playing their own part. Like, I just started doing that on the banjo, and they came in with what's happening, because what brought me into the studio with these musicians was just the sense that we'd gathered a rapport over the last few years, and it was just a chance to let that go, let that explode a little bit.
That's interesting, because listening to the album, maybe because I've been listening to it in lockdown, it felt, you're describing it as musicians going wild. And to me, it feels really kind of internal. It's almost like an internal dream world. I had this fond imagining of you sitting there in your little music room, just layering all these things up. But nope. Completely the opposite.
Well, that's cool to hear. Yeah, no, I wasn't necessarily going for a live sound. Like sometimes when you hear a record, which can be beautiful, where you can really hear the musicians in the room. Because what was sort of fun about this record was that a lot of these musicians, they have, and just where we've gotten to with technology with music, is that they have a facility with electronics that's actually very improvisatory. So a lot of the sounds on the record that, as you just said, you know, might sound like very kind of manicured, like overdubby style stuff, was actually, a lot of it was done live in the room. Not all of it. Leo Abrahams mixed the record and he did some, you know, beautiful, you know, adventurous choices of his own. But really a lot of the stuff was happening in the moment, even things that might sound like programmed. So the opening sort of synth sound is actually Barrett playing. So I have no idea what he's doing. He's playing something on the electric guitar. It's fantastic. And so, yeah, it was just, that was what was beautiful about it, was to kind of, to be able to explore that, you know, exploratory internal imagination space that some of the electronics result in. And yet it was happening in the moment.
That's really interesting. I think it's fascinating to me how sometimes our listening has changed during this lockdown period, not just the way we're creating music.
Certainly.
Now, you started off playing the fiddle from a really young age, and it was all tunes at that point. I'm interested to see, is there a difference in the approach to your music since you went from tunes to focusing more on songs?
Definitely. I mean, I grew up around a lot of folk songs. My parents are great folk singers in Vermont, and you know, and it was a whole environment of a lot of that kind of stuff. But the stuff that I was really into as a kid was the traditional fiddle music. And it was New England, which is a mix of Irish and French Canadian styles, and I was really driven to the Irish tunes. And so as a kid, and even in my life in general, I mean, I probably listen 90% of the time to instrumental music, whether it's jazz or, you know, folk music or fiddle tunes, whatever. But I did always sing as part of my childhood. And then at a certain point in my early 20s, I wanted to get away from playing just only the fiddle, because I wanted to be in other musical environments, not just folk music. And I think because my fiddle playing, because I did it from such a young age, I was so connected to that traditional folk style, whether it was Irish tunes or American folk tunes or English folk tunes, that I think it was hard for me to expand my musicianship, you know, beyond folk music on the fiddle at that time, because it was just so connected to that. So I switched to banjo around 18, which of course is a folk instrument, but it was still new to me and it was more exploratory. And then guitar at age 20, which again allowed me to just jump into other zones. And ironically, I actually came back to singing folk songs again, you know, in this reworked way but still it was such a, you know, it was a much more open space in terms of collaborating with all these different kinds of musicians.
So I'm thinking as well that there's, when you're playing tunes in a session, You know, you're playing a lot of traditional material, but nobody ever thinks of it as being covers of those tunes. That's one thing that seems very different with the songs.
Absolutely. It's always funny to me because I've done, you know, 6 albums of folk songs, reworked folk songs, and sometimes a review will talk about it like a, you know, as if it's a like a cover. And that's always, but of course, if I do a cover like a Tears for Fears song, that's a cover. But a traditional folk song is a traditional folk song. It's, you know, it moves through the universe and each person's version is each person's version.
So what are you about to play for us now?
Actually, this one is a cover. It's a cover of, but it's quite a folky cover. This is a cover of a Taj Mahal song called Light Rain Blues, which is on his beautiful record, The Old Folks Back at Home. And Taj Mahal's really known as a blues singer broadly, but he understood all these different corners and had really studied all these corners of American folk music, from Mississippi John Hurt to banjo playing to Vera Hall. And on that album, which is entirely solo, he plays banjo and sings a cappella. It's a beautiful record. But this is one of his own songs from that album called Light Rain Blues.
Light rain, baby, falling down. Light rain, baby, falling down. Soon as it hits my window pane, sure enough, hits the ground. Big bull frog, baby sitting on the pond. Big bull frog, baby sitting on the pond. Got a white tail coat, tail's got no breeches on. Gone to Houston, baby, see my pony run. Gone to Houston, see my pony run. If I win some money, baby, surely bring you some.
Light Rain Blues, performed specially for us there by Sam Amidon, and we'll be hearing more from Sam throughout the programme. Now, I've been noticing that everybody seems to have been making their 2020 music choices lists recently, and even though opportunities for live music making have been few and far between, I think for many of us, music has played an even more important role in our mental health than usual. Here on Music Planet, there's been so much good music coming through that it's pretty impossible and invidious to pick the best. So we're going to have a few today that spring to mind for one reason or another as our Music Planet picks of the year. And these next two demonstrate startlingly different production approaches and values. Let's start with something from Tunisian musician and producer Soufiane Ben Youssef, otherwise known as Amar 808. And in his latest adventure, Soufiane Ben Youssef travelled to southern India with a suitcase full of recording equipment. He set up base in the city of Chennai, and the recordings he made there formed the basis for his latest album, Global Control, Invisible Invasion. And of course, he's added a shed load of electronics and his inimitable producer's ears to the result. Here's the opening track, which features Carnatic singer Susha.
Marivere
Opening track from Global Control, Invisible Invasion by Amar 808, Sofyan Ben Youssef's production, supporting rather than upstaging the vocals of Susha there. Now, I mentioned two starkly contrasting production approaches. Also on Glitterbeat and released back in March, just as we all went into lockdown, was Funeral Songs by the Ghanaian trio Fra Fra, whose job it is to sing funeral songs. And this album was recorded completely live, completely outdoors in northern Ghana by the award-winning producer Ian Brennan. And these songs don't feel like laments to me. They're really vital, they're raw. They seem like celebrations of life. See what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Fra Fra from Northern Ghana. The album's called Funeral Songs, and there's an extra depth of poignancy here because when that album was recorded, nobody was expecting to be in this situation where you can't have proper gatherings at wakes and funerals. And I've been finding that album strangely cathartic. I do think that my listening choices have been affected by what's been going on in the world at the moment. Sam Amidon, you're joining us remotely. You're going to do another song for us later on. But while you're here, Sam, how has your lockdown listening been going?
It's, you know, it's been tons, just tons of listening because you're home and, you know, I've been washing the dishes a lot or making dinner. And so I'll listen to music during all that. It's been all over the place, I'd say, you know, whatever is compelling. Sometimes you just want something compelling and interesting. I listen to loads of 70s Miles Davis because there's so much sonic variety. But of course, sometimes you want, I was listening loads to MF Doom, the rapper, because he has just this constant stream of little couplets and puns, and it just, you know, makes you feel like you're hanging with a friend. And he has this line in one of his songs. He says, I was washing the dishes around really like a peak lockdown of sort of, you know, April maybe, or May. And he says, there's four sides to every story. If these walls could talk, they'd probably still ignore me. It was pretty much, I've thought about it for the entire rest of the year. But of course, often, you know, it's a very sad year. It's a very mournful year. And so sometimes you just have to go to things that are comforting, you know, comforting for the soul.
So you've chosen something for us to listen to. Tell us what it is and what we should be listening out for.
Definitely in the comforting category, this song. This is a song by a group called Merope. And it's actually the guitar player, the little connection, which is but surely coincidental, I promise, which is that the guitar player in this group is the electric guitarist on my new album, Barrett Cools. So that's a little link. But the band is focused around Indre, who has a very long Lithuanian second name that I can't quite pronounce.
Jogelevičiūtė.
There you go. And it's sort of a similar thing, what they're doing with Lithuanian folk music, in a way, to what I'm doing with American folk music, in terms of it's a very personal, she grew up steeped in that music, but they do a very personal reading of it. The flute player in the group studies in Indian classical music, so it's sort of an intersection of different things. But I just love her singing so much. Her voice is so comforting. It has that quality that people go to, I think, you know, when a voice can just comfort you. And I love the band. It's just a beautiful song, beautiful album.
Ganyau from the Merope album Nactes. And I've just remembered that band member Andrei Jogelevičiūtė did a road trip for us from Lithuania last year, which is still available to download via BBC Sounds, if you fancy looking out for that. That track was chosen for us especially by Sam Ahmed on today's session guest, and that was one of his lockdown companions. Sam will be back talking to us in just a little while, but for now, you're listening to me, Catherine Tekel, and it's time for another Music Planet Pick of the Year. Star Feminine Band are an all-girl group aged between 10 and 17 years old. They're from Benin in West Africa, where music is almost entirely dominated by men and girl bands are virtually unheard of. This group came together after a local radio put out a call inviting girls to take part in a series of free music training sessions. And none of these girls had ever touched a guitar or drum kit before they met 4 years ago as a result of that call out. But now there's no stopping them. Garage rock, psychedelia, traditional rhythms, whatever. They take it all in, work with it and send it back out again, reimagined. It's like throwing down some kind of musical gauntlet. Like, here we are, this is us. What are you going to do about it? One of our Music Planet picks of the year, the Star Feminine band from their self-titled album. And that song was an ode to women, an encouragement for them to succeed. And I believe that those girls most certainly will. Can I just remind you that all the musicians you just heard are between 10 and 17 years old. And I just love the irrepressible energy of those vocals. It's time now for another track linking into Radio 3's current Light in the Darkness theme. And we're moving from those girls from the Star Feminine band, just getting a glimpse of a possible future in music, to the women of Bulgarian voices Angelite, who are very established, incredibly assured. Exceptional voices from all over Bulgaria. Here they are singing The Moon is Shining. Another nod to Radio 3's Light in the Darkness theme, Bulgarian voices Angelite, with a song whose title translates as The Moon is Shining. And that track also features German early music ensemble Sarvand. You're listening to Music Planet with me, Catherine Tickell, and it's time for this week's classic artist. Now, there's actually a book about him entitled The Man Who Brought Jazz to Haiti, The Story of Issa El Saye, which may seem like a pretty neat summing up, but there was more to Issa El Saye than that. Not only was he a legend in music, but also in the history of Haitian art. I'm going to come back to that. Now, during the 1940s and 50s, Issa El Saye had a big band playing a mixture of Haitian music, Afro-Cuban and jazz. They made a number of records on Issa's own label, which was called La Belle Creole, and they really created a new sound in Haitian music. Issa had been to school in the United States and also had music lessons in New York from various musical luminaries. He became friends with Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie and built up a really impressive list of musical contacts, which is very useful for a band leader. He played tenor sax and clarinet, but didn't tend to give himself any solos in the band. He saw himself more as the organiser and arranger and would regularly bring well-known musicians in like Bud Johnson and Billy Taylor to guest with the band. And in fact, that band or orchestra became almost like a nursery for musicians and singers who would eventually be among the most well-known in Haiti, including Guy de Rosier, who sings on the track I'm about to play you. So to sum up, Issa El Saye played with some of the best and discovered some of the best. He's credited with bringing jazz and mambo sounds and incorporating voodoo rhythms into Haitian popular music. And I did say that I'd come back to the art, because during the 1950s, Issa El Saye also opened an art gallery, which became the most famous one in the country. It's in all the guidebooks. And I suppose with art, as with the music, he was an amazing spotter and nurturer of new talent. So here he is from his album El Maestro with Passions Ma Fille. And as I said, the singer here is Guy de Rosier, one of the many musicians who got their first break with Issa El Saye, this week's classic artist.
Passions Ma Fille. Tra-ta pour moi, bon j'ai mon mère, pour maman me déclarer, il faut marier. Si je finis, c'est vrai, mais bouffe les coups. À la tra-ta pour moi, messieurs et dames.
Patience ma fille, à des îles à la fokata et patience ma fille. Patience ma fille, adesso la la porta fai e conta un tanta. Patience ma fille, adesso la la porta fai e conta.
Va découragé, va découragé, va découragé, va découragé.
Adesso la ma, va marié, va découragé.
Patience ma fille,
Masai in dub from Israeli sonic explorer Kuti Mann's new EP Wachaga in dub. Just kind of dubbed out reworks of some of the highlights from his album Wachaga, which came out earlier this year. So you already had that kind of Tanzanian psych jazz sort of sound. But here, Kuti Mann, in his own words, turned some knobs and pushed some faders. He's added plenty of delay, reverb, phases. I think he totally went to town on the bass end of that particular track as well, and why not? A bit of a contrast with our next musical delight, though, which is chosen for us by today's session guest, Sam Amadon. Sam, can you set the scene for us of what we're about to hear?
So this is a song from an album called Rivers of Delight by the Word of Mouth Chorus, and it's a collection of sacred harp songs, also called shape note songs, that was recorded in the late 70s on the Nonesuch label, actually, which is my current label. And it's sacred harp or shape note music is this wild form of social harmony folk singing that started in New England in the late 1700s and continued down into the American South. And it's this, it's choral music, it's four-part a cappella harmony singing. But if you go hear, you know, the real stuff, or look it up on YouTube, it's very wild. It's people really singing in their full voices. And it's a really powerful kind of music and something I grew up with. And in fact, the people, the singers on this track are my parents, Peter and Mary Alice Amadon, in their mid-20s. It's before they were married. My mom has her maiden name on the credit. And they're singing their arrangement of an old sacred harp song called Parting Friends.
Farewell, my friends, I'm bound. You who doth leave my mind distressed, I go away behind to leave you, perhaps never to meet again. But if we never have the pleasure, I hope we'll meet on Canaan's land. Farewell, my friends, I'm bound for Canaan. I'm traveling through the wilderness. Your company has been delightful. You who doth leave my mind distressed, I go away behind to leave you, perhaps never to meet again. But if we never have the pleasure, I hope we'll meet on Canaan's land. I go away behind to leave you, perhaps never to meet again. But if we never have the pleasure, I hope we'll meet on Canaan's land.
Parting Friends, and that was sung by the Word of Mouth Chorus from the 1978 album Rivers of Delight. And the Word of Mouth Chorus there was actually two singers, the parents of Sam Amidon, this week's session guest. And I'll just take the opportunity now, Sam, if you don't mind, just to say, having had your parents on singing there, just to flag up the fact that Music Planet next week is having a Boxing Day special edition, which is going to be recorded up in Northumberland, where I am now, and it will be featuring my family, my dad and my brother. I think part of it is that, you know, we can get three families together over this Christmas period. So dad, my brother, me, that'll be fine. That's three, all within the rules. Now, Sam, back to you. You grew up with that whole shape note, Sacred Heart music background. Just before you do another song, I'd just like to ask, does that put you under any pressure to treat the songs in a certain way? Do you feel that you're required to be respectful of them?
Not too much. I think the thing with folk music is, if you think of it as like a delicate old thing that's about to disappear, then you have to sort of be careful of how you deal with it. And that there are times when that's real, I think. But really, luckily, so many of these folk traditions are just so strong right now. You know, in America, there's tons of young people playing old time tunes and, you know, digging through field recordings. And so I think there's less of a sense than maybe there was when I was little, you know, that you have to sort of tread lightly around this stuff. Obviously, from a question of taste, you know, if you love folk music and you hear somebody singing a folk song that you love, you're going to be, you know, justifiably like, oh, they're going to do justice to it. You know, that's always going to be a valid question, I think. I think that, and my parents were definitely part of that. I mean, they had very open tastes in music, even if growing up, I barely heard anything other than folk music. That was just because that was their obsession. You know, it wasn't because they disliked other stuff.
Yeah, I think that that's one thing about a living tradition is that you can't really damage it. You know, you can do what you want to the songs,
yeah,
and you're not replacing it. It's just a different
version.
What are you going to finish off with for us?
I'll do a song. You know, earlier in the interview, you were talking about how, you know, we are hearing things differently in this year of lockdown and year of separation. And so this song, you know, when I made this album, one thing I did on this album was sing a lot of sort of pretty classic songs that I've known since I was little and many that my folks sung. But of course, when I started making the record, I didn't realize that this would be the first year that I haven't seen them for a long time. Many of us have not seen, you know, our loved ones. So some of the songs have taken, you know, a bit more of that quality since the album came out. This is an old song called Time Has Made a Change that I learned from the singing of my folks and also a wonderful singer named Lucy Simpson. Oh, and I'll say that we have a special guest singer on this track, the great Beth Orton, who's come out from the house to join me in the studio here.
Fantastic.
I time has made a change since my childhood days. Many of my friends have gone away. Some I never more in this life shall see. Time has made a change in me. Time has made a change in the old home place. Time has made a change with each smiling face. And I know my friends can plainly see. Time has made a change in me. In my childhood days, I was well and strong. I could climb a hillside all day long. I am not today what I used to be. Time has made a change in me. Time has made a change in the old home place. Time has made a change with each smiling face. And I know my friends can plainly see. Time has made a change in me. When I reach my home in that land somewhere, with my friends who'll meet me over there, free from pain and care I'll ever be. Time has made a change in me. Time has made a change in the old. Time has made a change with each smiling face. And I know my friends can plainly see. Time has made a change in.
Time Has Made a Change, performed by Sam Amidon and Beth Orton. Music Planet was presented by Catherine Tickell and produced by Felix Carey. This is BBC Radio 3. It's 5 o'clock, time for J to Z.
Hello and welcome. I'm Kevin Legendre, and in today's programme, we're looking back at some of the jazz highlights of 2020. Where better to start than with one of my favourite J to Z sessions of the past year from Kansas Smitty's house band and some very special guests. Here they are with an epic, high-energy rendition of Passion Dance.